Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Thursday. Happy New Year. Hope you're having a great start to your new year. We're joined now by the great John McClain. HoustonTexans.com is where you can find his work. And, of course, the Texans come into town this weekend to take on the Oilers, as the Titans will wear the Oilers uniforms. Good morning, John. Happy New Year.
Good morning, guys. Happy New Year.
I'm still trying to figure out what targeting
is, because I don't give a rat's, you know, what about this game Sunday, because it's meaningless in the standings. But after watching one of the worst nine calls in my 60 years of watching football, I'm still trying to figure out what it is. And in case you guys can ask me, nobody down here cares anymore about the Oilers uniforms like they did last year. I've seen a few fans older, like in my age bracket, that still upset. The players don't care. Titans want to win. Paul Forrest did a great column yesterday about how far a victory could drop them down in the first round for picking. And the Texans have been so bad lately, it wouldn't surprise me if they lose and then lose the first round game to either the Steelers or the Chargers, which means they would close what was a promising season with four consecutive losses.
Ooh. Well, I'm going to tell you this, because I've watched the Titans specifically for a long time. I think the Titans are going to win this weekend. It wouldn't shock me one bit at all if that ended up being the case. Is Houston planning to play everybody?
Well, D'Amico Ryans, everybody, when he said everybody will play, and he is not a person who gives away anything. He said everybody will play, and then we'll see how it goes. Well, that means they can play a quarter, a half. And I tell you, they got some guys that need time off, beginning with C.J. Stroud, who's been banged up from getting sacked so much and hit so much. But they played on a Wednesday. On Christmas Day, they got just obliterated by the Ravens. So it's like they had a long layoff. It's not like they need more time off. It's not like they played Sunday. So I think he'll play the starters some. How long depends on how they play. This offense has been terrible. Not just mediocre, it's been terrible. Can't run, and like the Titans exposed the running game last time, they just totally shut it down, and everybody's played them the same way, and they haven't been able to adjust. If the Titans win, it won't shock me. It shocked me when they came in here and hammered the Texans from the get-go by scoring on their first three possessions.
We're talking to the great John McClain on the Chase and Big Joe Show. John, your thoughts on Brian Callahan swapping Will Levis and Mason Rudolph throughout the game. Both quarterbacks are going to play a lot. I've been around football a long time. So have you. I've never met a head coach who likes playing two quarterbacks. Whose decision do you think this is to start and play two quarterbacks on Sunday?
Well, first, if you're you guys up there think Amy Adams Strunk does a lot more than she does, that's strictly up to Brian Callahan. It's in his contract, I'm sure. He controls the game day roster like other coaches' contracts. There's no need to play them both. You know, if I were him, I'd play Will Levis. Levis looked good against the Texans in November, in that November victory. And I think I would definitely play Levis. Doesn't serve any purpose to play Mason Rudolph at this point of the season. We all know they need a quarterback, and if they don't screw this up, they'll have a chance to get one. And don't buy any of this BS from the experts that it's a bad quarterback draft. Because I'll guarantee you, by the time they go through Senior Bowl workouts, combine, pro day, and private workouts, plus their lunches and dinners with the prospects, there's going to be some quarterbacks who are highly rated. And there's going to be somebody that comes out of nowhere, just skyrockets up. And last year, everybody was saying Bo Nix wasn't going to be a first-round pick, and look what's happened to him. So there will be a quarterback out there the Titans can draft, or if they win this game, they may have to trade up to get him. And if they don't get a quarterback next year, can you imagine how unexcited everybody's going to be about that season?
Absolutely. John, what is, and you know this, what's the relationship between the Adamses and the McNairs? Because the Lady McNair down in Houston, you know, about the uniforms and about playing the Titans. And, of course, we know how important, you know, beating Houston was to Bud, and I'm sure it is for Amy. But what's their relationship like, if you know that at all?
I don't think they have a relationship. You know, Hannah McNair's been outspoken about the uniforms. Her husband, Cal, is not. You know, he doesn't care about that kind of stuff. But Hannah does. Amy does. And I don't think Amy wants to beat the Texans as bad as Bud used to, because Bud never could understand fully why taxpayers would give a new stadium to Bob McNair and wouldn't give it to him based on all those decades that he had owned the Oilers. And Amy's in much better standing than her dad. And especially, I've never seen, I think I told you guys this, and I know a lot of hard work went in behind the scenes, but from afar, I've never seen a team get a stadium pushed through quicker and smoother than the Titans have done with that new dome stadium that I will be really eager to see.
I tell you this too, John. We were there for, we were at Nissan Stadium for the Music City Bowl earlier this week, and I could not believe how far along that stadium is. I mean, they have made a big, big dent in that thing. So are you coming this weekend?
No, one of the reasons I retired from the Houston Chronicle is I got tired of traveling. I cover home games, and I cover the road games off TV, and it's so much more advantageous watching games on TV to cover them. I can see everything so much better. And then they have interviews on their YouTube channel. So I like the arrangement.
Yeah, for sure. We'll have more with John McClain coming up next. It's Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 1025, 1063, The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 1025, 1063, The Game, here on this Thursday, continuing our discussion with John McClain. HoustonTexans.com is where you can find his work. So, John, looking at this final weekend, we know there are some coaches that are going to be coaching their final game with their team. I think it's safe to say that Doug Peterson will be coaching his final game with the Jaguars. Who knows what Jerry's going to do down in Dallas. We know the Bears, they're already open. The Saints are already open. You know, a few others. But I am curious about some of these bubble playoff teams. Do you think that Mike McDaniel and Zach Taylor with the Dolphins and Bengals, respectively, are they coaching for their jobs?
Absolutely not. Both those guys are highly regarded offensive coaches. It's not Zach Taylor's fault that the Brown family won't pay defensive players. Lou Anarumo all of a sudden looks like a bad defensive coordinator. Last year and the year before and the year before, he was considered one of the best. Mike McDaniel's got a quarterback who I think I read two is averaging like 11 games a season. He's been out twice now. That's not McDaniel's fault. So, no, those guys are not. The one I'm the most curious about, and you mentioned him, Chase, that would be Mike McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
Every time Jerry Jones talks, he acts like he's looking for a reason to keep McCarthy. And I know the fans and the media will go ballistic if they bring him back, but you've got players speaking out on his behalf. I don't know if Jerry's going to pay attention to that or not, but the fact of the matter is Mike McCarthy could be back, and even if they fire him, who's he going to bring in? How many people are going to want to work for Jerry Jones? There's always somebody out there that's desperate, and it is America's team and the most high-profile team in the NFL. But, man, you got to approach it as buyer beware.
I found it very interesting when I was watching Sunday morning ESPN's pregame show, and Rex Ryan is on that panel, and he has been mentioned that he's interviewing with the Jets to potentially go back to the Jets. And he, you know, they were talking about the Cowboys job, and some of those guys made the exact same point you just did. And he even said, look, I'm not going to turn it down. It's a job. I want to get back in, but I'd probably rather have the Jets job at this point. That's pretty telling that a guy that, you know, has been out for a while that wants to get back in recognizes just how difficult of a job that is because of the owner / GM.
Well, the fact is, Rex is desperate to be a head coach again. You know, he did a great job when he first started off with the Jets. They eliminated the Patriots in the playoffs. They did a tremendous job. And then when he had Mark Sanchez those first 2 years, and I thought when he went to Buffalo, he was the ideal coach for the Bills, and that didn't work out. But he's got a platform where he can certainly make a case for himself and hope that owners are watching.
Okay, so real quick on a couple of jobs that I'm curious about, because somebody asked me about this, and I even said I will ask John. Do you think the Colts could be a potential, and could Ursay clean house? Because it hasn't worked with the quarterback to this point with Anthony Richardson. They're 7-9. They're out of the playoffs. Could Ursay just decide that it's time to get rid of Chris Ballard and ultimately clean house?
I don't see it. I think that Ursay is capable of making any kind of decision. It might surprise us, it might not, but I do not see him walking away after 2 years with Shane Steichen. And I'm also interested, we'll never know, how much did Ursay want Anthony Richardson?
Mm-hmm.
You know, fell in love with the guy because he looked great in shorts and a T-shirt, but no, I do not expect him gone. The only team in the division to look for a job, everybody expects it'll be Jacksonville.
We're talking to the great John McClain on the Chase and Big Joe show here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. John, just a pure football fan, getting to watch Detroit and Minnesota Sunday night battle out for the number one seed. I mean, this is about as perfect as it could get for football, I think. What do you think?
I'm with you, Joe, exactly. Number one seed or the number what, five seed? It's just so much riding on that game. Two teams, never been a division team that had – two teams with that many victories, two quarterbacks playing great who should be in the running for MVP, but they're not going to be in the top two. And I can't wait for that game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun going forward with that. Let me get your thoughts, John. We were watching, you know, we're big Arthur Smith fans around here. Do you think if Vrabel gets a head coaching job, he takes Arthur Smith with him, or do you think Arthur Smith likes it being in Pittsburgh where he's pretty much got total control of whatever he wants to do?
I think Art could get some looks.
Yeah, I think that the way the Steelers have played lately, losing three in a row, Russell Wilson's turned into the quarterback we all thought he was going to be. I don't think Smith will get a head coaching job after 1 year as a coordinator, unless a guy like Mike wanted to hire him. And I can't wait to see where Mike goes and who he wants to hire as his offensive coordinator. But I would think he knows Arthur Smith so well. If he thinks Arthur's the guy, maybe he'd reach out. And I can't imagine the Steelers ownership would make him stay if he had a chance to leave.
John, is Mike Vrabel the lead domino? I mean, once he goes, other things start to fall. Is he the one everybody's looking at?
He's the one everybody's looking at who's been a former head coach. Ben Johnson, Detroit offensive coordinator, is the one everyone is looking at. It's interesting because when you look at coordinators, you know, there's a guy like Ben Johnson everybody knows who stands out, and he better take one of those jobs this year because all it would take is a couple of key injuries, especially Jared Goff, where he wouldn't be such a hot property. But I think it's interesting the way Pete Carroll's trying to get his foot back in. Rex Ryan, you know, we're talking about guys who've been to multiple playoffs as opposed to a guy who has not been a head coach. But I've never seen so many former coaches that want to be in the running.
John McClain is with us. Is there a chance in your mind that Robert Kraft reverses course and goes with the guy that many thought he was going to go with all along and gets rid of Mayo after 1 year and hires Mike Vrabel?
I don't think so, because Kraft loved Mayo. Everybody had said for years that he was going to be a head coach. He was being lined up to take the place of Bill Belichick. It just happened before everybody thought. And remember, Kraft reached out there and signed him himself. And they've got a quarterback. They've got a, if they get the top pick, what a great position for them, since they'll be able to trade down to a team that wants a quarterback and help them get some pieces. So I do not think that Gerard Mayo is going to be fired after one season. That just doesn't seem to be the way the Crafts operate. Although a lot of people would like to see Vrabel come back, he would have his quarterback in place. That would be a very enticing job, as opposed to like the Jets. I also think Jacksonville, because there's no pressure, yeah, it's low key, that's going to be a great situation. But Mike Vrabel, as you guys know, he doesn't back down. You know, pressure wouldn't be why he turned down a job like the Jets or the Patriots if he had that opportunity, or the Bears.
Is there going to be a surprise opening this year? Like, you know, if the Chiefs win it all, does Andy retire? Does the Rams finally open because McVay's just done? Like, could you see a surprise, or do you think we kind of have an idea?
There's going to be a surprise. There usually is. It won't be the Rams, and it won't be Andy Reid. Not sure who it'll be. It could be like one of the two we just talked about. It'd be somebody where you go, wow, and say Mike McDaniel, a guy like that. I don't expect it, but most of the time there is a surprise coaching change, like last year with Pete Carroll, for example.
I don't see Brian Callahan getting fired here, but I do think Amy's going to make some changes. Could you see that?
I don't see Adam Strunk making changes. I think Rand Cawthorn's in charge of everything, and she talks to him. But she's not going to be dictating, I want this coordinator fired. And I'm guessing the special teams coach will be gone. That's just from afar. But, you know, until they get their quarterback in place, they're just going to be spinning their wheels.
Well, I'll tell you this. I think Carthorne's gone. I think she moves on from him and makes Chad Brinker the GM and everything. That's what I think is going to happen.
Does Chad Brinker have a football background?
Yeah, I mean, he's been in the more of an analytics role. That's why they brought him in. But, I mean, he was with Green Bay a long time, and then, you know, what he's done here. So he does, but it has the makings, and I've kind of heard some rumblings that could be what happens, that somebody's going to pay for how this season is gone, and I think it's going to be Carthon.
Well, I'd be stunned if she fired Rand Carthon 1 year after giving him all that control. Maybe she will, but I'll be really surprised. And when you're going to name a GM, doesn't mean they'll be any good, but you better have somebody that's got a personnel background and knows what they're doing.
Yeah, for sure. John, appreciate it as always. Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you next week.
Guys, thank you very much. I appreciate it always, and enjoy the college games, the NFL games, and especially that big Texans-Titans game.
Oh, yes.
Johnny.
Take care.
See you, John. John McClain joining us on the program as he does every week. And, oh, what a game it's going to be.
It is. We're going to revisit our question we had at the beginning of the show. If you are a Tennessee and Vandy fan, are you rooting for Georgia tonight? If you are, why? If you are, why not? And an SEC fan as a whole, are you rooting for Georgia? If your favorite team is Auburn or Alabama or somebody else, I want to know why you're rooting for Georgia. Let us know, 615-737-1025.
It's Chase and Big Joe, 1025-1063 The Game.